Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we at MCTV keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. The animal shelter is currently taking donations of supplies and funds for a year-round chicken coop. A local builder has offered their services free of charge so long as the animal shelter provides the materials. Items needed include wood, pallets, decking screws, nails, scrap wood, old windows and doors, metal roofing scraps, 2x4s, and chicken wire. You can leave any of these items next to the storage shed at the shelter. Donations must be made by the 17th. On Thursday at 7, Marshfield High School will be hosting Angst, which is an event that aims to spread awareness and open up dialogue about anxiety. Attendees will watch an hour-long documentary followed by an informative panel discussion with experts. This is a free community event, and you can find out how to register on the Marshfield Education Foundation Facebook page. Don't forget to stop by the Farmers Market on the third Saturday of each month from 10 to 2 at the grandstands in the fairgrounds. You will find over 20 vendors selling items such as food, clothes, and other gifts and trinkets. The North South River Watershed Association has some fun events coming up. Explore the Barstow Two Oaks and other historic shipyards on the Upper North River with Caleb Estabrooks. This event will be on January 9th and starts at 7 p.m. Contact the NSRWA for more information. Then on the 16th at 7 p.m., Roger Warner will be giving a lecture on the ecological impact of green crabs and how making them a part of our diet could help. Then on the 23rd at 7 p.m., hear Jessica Donahue explain the impact that plastic in the ocean has on the ecosystem and human health. Then on the 30th at 7, get inspired to use less stuff and learn how recycling works and how you can recycle smart from Claire Galkowski from the South Shore Recycling Cooperative. Then at the Audubon on the 9th at 6 p.m. is the Chili and Cornbread Owl Prowl. Join naturalist Doug Lowry on a search for elusive owls. Contact the Audubon for more information. On the 12th at 4, Desserts and Destinations will continue with Brazil birding the southern states. See photos and listen to stories from Christine and Stephen Whitebread's recent trip to the southern states of Brazil. Now over to the library. On the 9th at 10 a.m., reference librarians will be available for one-on-one tech help. Just bring in whichever device it is that you need help with and register ahead by calling the library. Then at 11 is Family Storytime. This half-hour storytime gives parents, caregivers, and children aged 6 and under the opportunity to enjoy books, songs, rhymes, and movement activities followed by a playtime. It also reinforces important early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. Later at 4 is Maker Lab, where 6th to 12th graders are invited to code their own video game. Laptops will be provided, but you can bring your own if you want to. Contact the library to register. At 7 p.m., the Contemporary Book Club will be meeting. This week, they'll be discussing The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. Then at 1:30 on Thursday, the 10th, will be the Blanket Fort Building Challenge for 7th to 12th graders. Blankets, crafts, pizza, s'mores, and a movie will be provided. Bring extra fort building supplies. Call the library to register for this event. Then at 2 is Storycraft for ages 4 to 6, where kids will listen to stories and create a craft based on a weekly theme. This program is 45 minutes long. After that at 4:30 is the Young Authors Club, where 4th to 6th graders can come to write stories, scripts, and more. The club will meet on the second Thursday of every month to play writing games, learn tips and tricks, and work on writing projects. The club will be putting out its own literary publication. Registration is required for this club, so contact the library to sign up. On Saturday the 12th at 11 a.m., the library will be hosting the event Myths of Language Development, where you can learn fact from fiction when it comes to children's early language development. Then on Monday at 9:30 a.m. is Song Time for Littles. This is a half-hour song session geared towards kids up to age 2 and their caregivers. Then at 10:30 is Tales for Tots, a story time geared towards kids age 2 to 5. There will be songs, playtime, story time, and toy time. No registration is required, just show up ready to have fun. After that at 5 is the Library's Lego Club, where attendees can use Legos to build amazing Lego creations to get displayed around the library. All ages are welcome, and those under 10 must be accompanied by a caregiver. At 7 is the library's 2019 kickoff lecture, where Derek Gunn will tell you all about the Great Molasses Flood of 1919. This event is free and open to the public, so just come by. On Tuesday the 15th at 9:30 is the Baby Song and Play. Babies up to age 2 are invited to come play together and sing songs. After that is family story time. This half-hour story time gives parents, caregivers, and children ages 6 and under the opportunity to enjoy books, songs, rhymes, and movement activities followed by a playtime. It also reinforces important early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. Now over to Town Hall. The only meetings posted at the time of this recording are on Wednesday the 9th. At 12:30, the Council on Aging SALT Council and Triad meeting will be happening. Then at 1, the Council on Aging Expansion Outreach Committee meeting will happen. Later at 4:15 is the Early Childhood Council meeting. And now for a fact that is a bit of a story about Marshfield. The oldest skull found in England was 400,000 years old and was discovered in a quarry in the county of Kent. During the medieval ages, William the Conqueror invaded England through Kent. The men in West Kent were said to have fought off the invasion harder than their eastern counterparts and became known as the Men of Kent. 600 years later, people identifying as the Men of Kent sailed west to the Americas, landed in New England, and went on to found Scituate. Among these Men of Kent was one Joseph Tilden, whose name was used for Tilden Road off of Forest Street. In Scituate, you can visit the Men of Kent Cemetery, where the first town meeting house was built and many of the original settlers are buried. Another street that I looked into was Chowdermarch Street, off of Union Street. From what I have read, the street was named after a group of men that periodically marched down the street with bowls of chowder to give to Colonel Norman Thompson. I was unable to find any more information about this, but if you know anything about this chowder-toting group of men or the colonel they sought to feed, please email me at doneill@marshfieldtv.org. And that's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. Just call 781-837-4384 to schedule an appointment. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around Marshfield. Thanks for listening and have a great week.